This edition of the Monocle Arts Review was first broadcast on the 14th of September 2015 on Monocle 24. Welcome to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Ben Ryland. Today, I am joined down the line by our Istanbul Bureau Chief, Christopher Lord, who'll be giving us a whirlwind tour of all that's on offer at this year's Istanbul Biennial. From the gallery spaces to the artists and this year's theme of salt water. Plus, we'll move seamlessly from salt water to Saltbiolu, where a new hit entitled How Did We Get Here is exploring Turkish culture in the 1980s and the transition from military rule to a civil government. That's all to come here on the Monocle Arts Review. Stay tuned. Welcome to the show, Chris. We're going to begin with the 14th Istanbul Biennial that kicked off last week on the 5th of September. Before we talk about that, though, let's hear a little bit of it. Chris, some rather atmospheric and rather existential sounds there. Can you explain to us what did we just hear?
Well, that spooky little clip there, Ben, has been the soundtrack for me for the Istanbul Biennial. I'm going to be honest with you, that was recorded just not far from our bureau here in Istanbul. In fact, just outside the door. So I can hear that little soundtrack going on over and over again all through the last couple of weeks since the Biennial, over the last week since the Biennial opened. Basically, that's a work by Janet Cardiff and George Burris Miller. And one of the, just to explain what's happening there, it's in a robotic arm, two robotic arms actually, that are manipulating two different marionette puppets, which is kind of a dancer who's kind of a failed dancer. She's kind of collapsing around the stage, and next to her is this piano player that's sort of very morbidly playing the piano. Two robotically controlled marionettes. It's a very clever and intelligent piece, and it's all part of this idea of the Biennial this year, which has been curated by Caroline Christoph Bakargiev. And her idea was to really put the art here of this Biennial into the real nooks and crannies of this city. So it's, you know, it's liberating art from being just the reserve of museums and contemporary art galleries and so on. And you find within across this exhibition is, in our case, this is art in a hotel room just across the road from where our bureau is, just outside where our bureau is. But then you also find art in car parks, in shops, in old schools, in abandoned buildings. I mean, it's a real attempt to kind of break out of that idea that art can only be encountered in a sort of, you know, very packaged up temple of culture, essentially.
Now, I understand that there are works here by over 60 artists, but as you mentioned, it has got some expert curation at the core of it all. How do all of those artists relate together then? I know that it can be a bit of a challenge sometimes when you've got so many different artists and different voices all competing. Sometimes they can work against each other as opposed to with each other. Do they all seem to bounce off each other and eventually complement everything into one central feeling?
Well, one of the things, Ben, about when you have something that's so spread out like this, you know, as I say, it's a real art jaunt. I mean, you go all over the city here. And in fact, you even take a ferry out to the outlying Prince's Islands to go and see some work in the dilapidated house of Leon Trotsky, which is just out there. And there's work by several artists actually being exhibited in there. The trouble is, when you have art that's really spread out like that across the city, it's incredibly hard to bring them together and kind of feel that you're seeing one sort of coherent narrative altogether. However, I will say this. Caroline Christoph Bakargiev, the curator of this, she has got, even though it's a little bit abstract, quite a strong idea with this saltwater theme that she's used to bring it all together. And she talks about saltwater as sort of, you know, saltwater you can find in the tears of people. So there's one artwork that's 7 hours of a guy crying, or it's in the Bosphorus, which is the ferries that we're taking to go and find this art. It's that salty water that's on top of the Bosphorus. And then throughout this exhibition, there's lots of water, there's lots of physical salt, there's minerals, there's a sense of excavation, of sweat, of tears, all these very bodily fluids. And that's kind of the theme that brings it all together, essentially, this salt water idea. Does it work? Look, you know, there's some real parts of his biennial that are super, super rich. I mean, we talked before about the fact that there's art dotted around sort of old garages and workshops and so on. But I really have to say that I think that the Istanbul Modern, which is one of the big museums here, that is really one of the richest parts of this biennial. You've got some amazing works by the likes of Ellen Gallagher, who's an American artist. She's very famous for working with what's called the Drexia myth, which is this idea, which is a kind of a folk idea, essentially, that the slaves that were taken across the Atlantic in the Middle Passage in the 17th, 18th century, that they somehow survived and live under the sea. And she's done these incredible paintings in the past about this imagined sort of mythical culture essentially under the sea. And she kind of continues that with these extraordinary works on canvas using rubber and so on and so forth. And within the Istanbul Modern as well, you've got these amazing works by Vernon Arkey, who's an Australian artist. He's got a video work in here. Really strong, rich exploration about really essentially separation. I think that's what this biennial is really about. The way that sort of, you know, how a dominant cultural narrative can really divide people within a sort of landscape or within a geographical space. And obviously, you know, with 100 years this year since the Armenian genocide, essentially, we've obviously had a huge media coverage of that in the last year. With that in mind, you know, this sense of people being displaced, with people being carried across the ocean as slaves and so on and so forth, with the sense that people are separated. I mean, Vernon Arkey is an Australian artist who works quite closely with issues related to Aboriginal Australians. And so essentially you've got these constant narratives that pick up about salt water, about people being pulled apart by salt water, by salt as something sweated out of people in the act of displacement. So even though it is very disparate, there is some strong narrative at work here, I would say.
Well, just going on that theme, we have got another clip to play. Let's hear that first. Some more haunting sounds there, yeah. Chris. What were we just hearing there?
Oh, amazing stuff as well. Yeah, that was the Beolu Holy Trinity Armenian Church Choir, who were enlisted by an artist, Haig Ayvazian, to kind of sing in the old Galata Greek primary school. And so as they were singing each of those sections, what would happen is they would walk up to the next floor of the school, and all the assembled crowd who were watching, the viewer, would follow them up as this kind of procession. I mean, I was part of that, with the sound that you heard there, I was there. I mean, it was an amazing performance. I mean, we have to ultimately say that Haig's involvement in that is really just telling them which song to sing and direct them up the stairs. Really, the artistry there in that, I would say, comes back to the brilliance of that choir. And it was extremely poignant. You know, we just talked a minute ago about the Armenian genocide, 100 years anniversary and so on and so forth. So it was extremely poignant to have that piece in there. And so, you know, really there was, you know, we were asking before, does this all hold together? I mean, works like that, they are extremely powerful. And they do really, you know, tell you, that's really what a biennial should be about. It should be telling you something about the city that you live in, but the city that you're experiencing the art in, I should say, but also a little bit more broadly about what this cultural moment is. The only thing I would say on that note, though, Benny, I mean, something that struck me really was that while there was a lot, I mean, there was a lot of emphasis on this Armenian question, there was also a lot of talk about Australia in terms of, there was an incredible piece that they managed to bring over here, which was a 1965, what's called the Bark Petition, which was an Aboriginal tribe in Australia, petitioned Canberra for land rights by creating this extraordinary piece of artwork. And they managed to bring that over to Istanbul, which was amazing to see. But as much as that was the thing, I think it came at a little bit of a difficult moment in Turkish history. I mean, essentially, you know, this biennial, it takes 2 years to put together. But if we look at the history of what's happened in Turkey just in the past year, the resumption of conflict between the government here and the sort of Kurdish PKK militants in the east of the country, which is essentially, however political it might be, an ethnic conflict as well. And I think it gave it this other dimension that the fact that it wasn't kind of dealt with because of the nature of the fact that it's a timely biennial made it a little bit uncomfortable somehow. That all said, I still think that there's a coherent narrative here, and this is a well put together biennial.
Let's move on now, Chris, to Saltbiolu's new hit show, How Did We Get Here?, which uses cultural documents and artifacts to look at Turkey and its pop culture in the 1980s. Tell me, what are the main questions that this show is posing?
I think really what this is saying, Ben, is, you know, we just talked a minute ago about what happens when you liberate art from the museums and the galleries and so on and so forth. You put it out in the public space again, into these little interstitial spaces. And really the question that's been asked there is, what is art for? What is the purpose of art these days? How can we, and you know, find a new definition of art? Here, I think, Salt, which is an extraordinarily interesting public art centre here in, it's a privately funded, I should say, but it's a public art space here in Istanbul. And really what they've achieved with this is they're trying to find a new definition of what art can be. So this show is looking at the 1980s in Turkey, this period which began first of all with Turkey's entry into the free market, with a sort of liberalization of the economy to some extent, but also with a military coup that has cast such a long shadow over Turkish history, Turkish contemporary history essentially, the drafting of a new constitution, the sort of intricacies of which the country is still trying to reckon with. And so this show really tries to bring together, I mean, there is art here, of course, there are artworks intermixed here, but this is cultural documents, this is music, journals, you know, advertising, stuff from Eurovision and so on. I mean, it's a real mix of cultural documents from a period that laid out for you without any agenda, not any majorly heavy-handed agenda, I should say, and you're left to your devices to pick this together and build your own narrative for me. It's an extraordinary exhibition, I must say.
Well, we'll talk a little bit more about that in just a moment, but first, let's hear a little clip of part of the show.
He did it in Sarajevo, here. Oh, now this interesting, I think it's going to be quite part of the story. She had a costume made of leather and studs that was really quite controversial. As I understood, she had it redone a little bit. I don't know, but I think we're going to see a taste mm-hmm. of it right here. The motorcycle is out in the back.
Chris, tell us a little bit about what we just heard, because, well, it's perhaps not the most obvious part of a show all about Turkey, is it?
It's not really, no. Well, that was, just to be clear, that was a figure skater from 1988 in Calgary during the Winter Games that took place there. That was Katharina Witt, who represented East Germany. And it's an amazing cultural document in a way. You're right, it's not about Turkey, but it really tells you a little bit of something about 1988, the year, you know, obviously, before the end of the, for the fall of the wall and so on and so forth. She's figure skating to Michael Jackson's Bad. That's essentially what happens there. But in the context of this show, it's extremely interesting that they included it. I mean, yes, there's lots of, you know, related cultural documents in Turkey of that time, popular singers and so on. But to have this little counterpoint, what was happening in the world at that moment, when suddenly figure skating, this, to some extent, you know, very, very kind of elitist sport, was suddenly being, having pop culture kind of thrust upon it. If you watch that dancer, which is presented on this brilliant sort of old 80s TV set when you see it in the gallery, you know, she's kind of stomping away on the ice there. And you really get this sense that something through this popular culture that was becoming the sort of globalized dominant narrative of the time, something was being brought down, and obviously a year later the wall does come down. In the case of Turkey, in this show here, what you find in manifested in other ways is popularism, you know, popular support for social causes, whether that was feminism, LGBT rights. All of these things are explored in this show in such a fascinating way through cultural documents that were made at that time. What you feel as well, Ben, which I think is absolutely extraordinary, which again we talked before about new definitions for art, here you're completely left to find your own way through these things. You know, there's one room in this exhibition which is all these magazines that were made in the period in the 1980s in Turkey, which were printed in Turkey in the 1980s. And this runs the gamut, you know, from sort of soft pornography to, you know, TV Times kind of things, to literary journals, to all this sort of stuff. And you know, what is it that we experience when we start to look through these things? We start to witness a decade in a much more kind of intimate and fascinating way somehow. And so that little document of the, you know, of the figure skater, that really is another. Is it art? I mean, that's the big question here. Is that contemporary art? Is it what we would typically define as an art piece? I would argue so, but only when it's understood in the context of everything else in that exhibition, giving you a little insight into what a period of time was like and how we can understand where we've got today through that little lens then.
Well, it's definitely the eternal question, isn't it? Is it art? Well, I'm just not sure. Well, How Did We Get Here is on at SALT until November the 29th, and the Istanbul Biennale is on until the beginning of November. And that brings us to the end of today's show. Christopher Lord, our Istanbul Bureau Chief, thank you very much for joining us. You've been listening to The Monocle Arts Review with me, Ben Ryland. My producer today was Holly Fisher. Join us again tomorrow for the week's music review. But for now, thanks very much for listening.